USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Rescue crews pulled six more bodies from the rubble of the collapsed condo tower in Surfside, Florida, bringing the confirmed death toll to 18. The bodies of two children, ages 10 and 4, were among those pulled out on Wednesday. 145 residents of the building remain unaccounted for. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava.
Any loss of life, especially given the unexpected, unprecedented nature of this event, is a tragedy. But the loss of our children is too great to bear.
And comedian Bill Cosby has been released from prison after his conviction for sexual assault was overturned by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. In its decision, the court wrote that Cosby's due process rights were violated when he was prosecuted a decade after a previous prosecutor declined to charge him in exchange for his testimony in a civil proceeding. That testimony was later used against him in his criminal trial. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The defense community is in mourning over the passing of former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, who passed away at the age of 88. John Clemens reports.
Donald Rumsfeld was the youngest defense secretary, serving at age 43 in the Gerald Ford administration, then from 2001 to 2006 in the George W. Bush cabinet to become the oldest.
He was the only person to ever serve twice as defense secretary, and he did that decades apart.
That is Hope Sack of Military.com, who shares the most vivid memory she has of Mr. Rumsfeld.
Unbelievable moment of him basically giving a press briefing from the Pentagon and answering questions and saying there are bodies still being carried out of the building when the Pentagon itself was attacked.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden is hitting the road to sell the bipartisan infrastructure spending bill to the country, while one Republican senator says he can support the plan with some conditions. Tim Berg has more.
President Biden is hitting the road to pitch his infrastructure plan to the American people. The president spending time Tuesday in La Crosse, Wisconsin, suggesting there would be no coming back for seconds regarding infrastructure when it comes to basic infrastructure spending, such as roads, bridges, and public transportation. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman tells CNBC he can get behind the president's bipartisan bill so long as it stays focused on improving the economy.
My hope is that for Democrats, you know, they focus on what's good for the economy, and it, raising taxes right now, particularly making our country less competitive at a time when we finally have a tax rate for not so much corporations is what I'm concerned about, but the workers, because most of the benefit of the tax cuts went to the workers based on the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office and other economic analysis. We've talked about that in this show before. When you raise those taxes, particularly raising them five times higher than we cut them in 2017, it's going to really hurt our workers in terms of wages and benefits and competitiveness.
And Mississippi State has won the College World Series, defeating Vanderbilt 9-0 in the deciding Game 3 of the championship series. Bulldog pitchers combined for a one-hitter against the defending national champions. It's not only the first national championship for the baseball program, but the first national title for any athletic program at the school. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.